And can you talk a little bit about the trial that I guess is going to be done by the intergroup?
Sure. I believe it's called ASSURE. It's a randomized phase 3, three-arm trial of approximately 500 patients per group. It will be placebo in one arm, 1 year of sunitinib at the 4 week on, 2 week off schedule, and 1 year of sorafenib as well. So the tolerability of these drugs will be compared head to head in a 1 year trial, but also their efficacy, at least as an adjuvant, will be. The devil's going to be in the details, and it's going to be how many true poor risk patients will enter this trial. The previous adjuvant trials had been a problem because they entered rather good-risk patients and their power or their endpoints were not very easily defined. They just didn't have enough events. Whether that will happen with this trial remains to be seen.
Dr. Bukowski, any predictions on what's going to happen when we try to give sorafenib or sunitinib for a year?
I don't think we can in this population. I think they'll develop toxicities that will preclude the continuation for a year. There'll be dose changes and dose reductions. I think the trial is ill-conceived and not designed very well, given the side effect profile of these drugs. I'm a little concerned about finishing the study. I think we have to try to do it. I mean, I don't have any better ideas. Maybe it would have been 6 months, but whatever the case is, I think Dr. Vogelzang is correct. Will we have enough poor-risk patients in the study to demonstrate the effect? The answer may well be no, because the natural history of this disease is such that although the predictions would suggest they may get a result in 7 to 8 years, it may not happen. It may well be much longer than that. Whatever the case is, all medical oncologists, urologists, and such really should look at this as a trial with which we should contribute to, because it is answering a very important question. And it will give us a sense of, is one drug better than the other? We may not be able to get that comparison out of a cooperative group. This will give us a sense, though, is sorafenib better than sunitinib or the opposite? So it will be an important study to participate in, and we all should do that.
Do you think it's possible that this study in the adjuvant setting might actually help people decide what to do in the metastatic setting, sort of the reverse of the normal way, because it's so difficult to compare these two?
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, I think that will be data, but the data, I mean, you and I may be retired by the time we get the information. I may be joining you in Fort Myers. Who knows?
but
I think you're right. I think it will help a little bit clarify the situation. If we can't do it in metastatic disease patients, perhaps it will clarify that.
You were saying that 70% of the tumors will have some shrinkage on these drugs. So these are very, very active drugs. And I would, if this was breast cancer, you know, we take women with, you know, a 15% risk of recurrence and give them some oral agents to decrease that risk by a couple of percentage, and most of them will accept that. Now, obviously, they may have lower side effect profiles than these drugs.
Some of the concerns that have been expressed is that we see very few complete responses, if any, with these drugs. And if we had drugs that had higher frequency of complete regressions, then we might indeed see an adjuvant effect. We may not have that, but I think it's certainly worth the try. We've never had drugs with these kinds of activities in renal cancer before, so clearly, across the board, they're the things to apply.
The other complicating feature is just that the natural history of renal cell is so peculiar that you really have to try to select patients that are going to recur in a finite amount of time. Otherwise, you know, you're talking about a 20-year study. And those patients may or may not be the patients that go to nephrectomy because they may already be further along and not going to be a good candidate for surgery. It's really quite circular, but we'll try.
Dr. Vogelzang, the most common adjuvant strategy in clinical trials right now in breast, lung, and colon cancer is looking at bevacizumab, and everybody's trying to speculate, is it going to be more or less effective in the adjuvant setting? What do you think about these TKIs? When you think about the mechanism of action, would you expect to be more or less effective as adjuvant therapy?
I think they will be more effective. I think if we have an effect in the metastatic setting, these are generally people with some comorbidities, but they're healthier when they have just had their kidney out than when they have metastatic disease. So if any of these side effects from the TKIs are related to cancer in the rest of their organs, which we know a lot of these side effects somehow are accentuated in those patients, this would be a much more pristine population to give these to. I'm looking forward to the trial. I think it's a better trial than the European trial, which is 3 years of sorafenib versus 1 year. That's going to be a tour de force if they can get that trial done.